Among those working to solve the sniper case are the FBI's psychological profilers. They're trying to build a composite of the shooter's age, race, motivation, and behavior, but NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports there aren't many clues.
The goal of profiling is to get inside the criminal's mind. And to do that, says former FBI profiler Greg McCrary, an investigator starts with the clues left to him. How did the killer kill? Did he use a special gun? Where did he kill? Was it in a remote place, or a home, or a workplace? Whom did he kill? Was it all African Americans or women of a certain age? Then the profilers scrutinize these clues, looking for a pattern.
The basic premise is the behavior reflects personality, that the method and manner in which a crime is committed will then allow us to make some logical inferences about the personality of the offender.
But McCrary says the killer operating in the Washington, D.C. region has left almost no clues. There's no forensic evidence, blood, hair, DNA, because the perpetrator shot his victims from far away. No one has seen him do it, so no one knows what he looks like. And McCrary says perhaps the biggest problem is the randomness of his victims.
Most homicides are solved because there's some relationship between the victim and offender, but we don't have this here. There's no known relationship between the victim and the offender. So that makes it much more daunting and much more challenging for the investigators when it's a stranger-based predatory crime like this.
Often the victims point to a gender or racial motivation. For example, in 1999, serial killer Benjamin Smith went across the country killing blacks, Jews, and Asians. But there's no common thread in this case. The victims are black and white, Indian and Hispanic, young and old. Moreover, says Thomas Petey, a criminologist at Auburn University, the FBI builds profiles by looking at similar cases committed by other criminals in the past. And from that, they figure out the perpetrator's likely age, race, even occupation. Petey says that's fairly easy to do with, say, serial rapists or serial killers, because there are so many of them. Not so with spree killings.
Looking for a pattern requires that you have a lot of cases to build on, and spree murder, this quite frankly doesn't occur all that often. And as a consequence, you know, it's a little bit more difficult to build a profile from this kind of a case.
Right now, says former FBI profiler Clinton Van Zandt, the biggest clue is geography. The FBI is using a recently developed technique called geographic profiling, which has solved cases in the U.S., Britain, and Canada. As Van Zandt explains, the profilers plot the exact locations of where the shootings occurred and plug them into a computer.
Geographic profilers are trying to find order and chaos. They're trying to find reason and randomness and say there's a reason why this person went to each of these sites. There's an epicenter of this crime. What we have to do is determine that and then suggest where he lives, works, perhaps has a significant other.
And focus on that area. Some profilers say the current killer doesn't seem to be emotionally unstable. He clearly cares about whether he gets caught because he's been so careful about his escape. But Van Zandt says the killer appears to be enjoying all the media attention and the power it gives him. For example, he says the perpetrator probably watched several televised press conferences and saw that the police and the community were particularly concerned about protecting school children.
I think he saw that as a challenge. And he simply went right to the schools. In essence, he's saying, you think you can protect your schools? I'll show you you can't.
Greg McCrary says even as the FBI tries to build a profile, it needs to be careful with it so that it doesn't eliminate possible suspects.
It's very important not to get tunnel vision or to overinterpret any of the given data. For example, there are people saying, well, this skillful shooter, he must be a military guy, must have a military background. He's a guy that washed out of the Green Berets or the SEAL team and now is trying to show how skillful he is and all that. That really is overinterpreting the data that we have. I mean, sure, could the guy be former military? It's certainly possible. Could he be former law enforcement? Yes, but he also could just be a target shooter.
He says this is crucial because law enforcement is counting on residents to give them names of suspects. Because in the end, a profile is just a tool. And the way they'll turn a profile into a real suspect is through tips from residents followed by gumshoe investigation. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.